sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul the key. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul the key.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. The show is brought to you by starlights.com, that's starlights.com, and by alternativecancer.us. And if you haven't checked them out yet, please do. They have some great information and products that you would enjoy, and tons of information on how to deal with cancer from a more natural perspective. And besides, they're really fine folks, so they deserve some support. And tonight, we're going to talk about photon beam sound system therapy. It's going to be really interesting. My guest tonight are Keith and Linda, and they have Integrated Healing Systems, photonsoundbeam.net. And what we're going to do is kind of go into first the history and, you know, what this could possibly do for you, and I'll ask them to give their background and some things like that. As you know, I've been dealing with some quantum physics technologies for quite some time, and I find this kind of therapy really, really interesting. So welcome to the show, Keith and Linda. Happy to have you on.
Thank you. Thank you. Good.
Yeah, this will be interesting for a lot of people because they really don't understand what all this stuff means. So before we get into the whole, you know, nitty-gritty of it, if you guys would just kind of give, a bio, you know, who are you? Okay. Where did you come from? How did you get into this stuff?
Okay, well, first of all, Valerie, this is Linda, of course, and I want to thank you for inviting us on your radio show so we can tell your listeners about our 20 years of promoting vibrational energy medicine technologies, and especially the 15 years we've been creating and making our four noble gas photon sound beams. And it was a real pleasure to demonstrate to you yesterday our best-selling unit, which is the Photon Sound Beam 12. And I thought I'd start out by giving you just a brief background for myself.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. My undergraduate degree is in the sciences, biology, physiology, psychology, et cetera. And I was in medical research for 15 years, and I worked with pathologists and neurologists at the University of Arizona Medical School in neuromuscular diseases. I was hired about 2 weeks before they actually opened back in 1965.
Wow.
And I became disenchanted with allopathic medicine, and because it wasn't helping me with my own health issues. So I learned a sophisticated form of applied kinesiology called kinesionics, and I began to study Ayurveda in the early 80s, and of course I'm still studying Ayurveda. It's an ongoing thing. Mm-hmm. And I studied homeopathy, herbology, flower essences, and the most important thing I did was when I learned to meditate back in 1973, and I learned the TM Cities program. Mm-hmm. So that's what really, you know, turned me around, you know, and made just a huge difference in my life is, you know, being able to transcend and go into that place of peace. Mm-hmm. So I moved from Tucson to San Diego in 1984, where I met Keith at a trade show, and we've been together ever since. So it's been a long time. Mm-hmm. And our journey with Ed Skilling actually began in 1988 when one of my clients introduced him to us. And we also connected with John Crane, Rice Associate, and Dr. Bob Beck and his brain tuner. And I sold Ed Skilling sound probes. First of all, it was just the sound probe. There was no noble gas involved. Uh-huh. And when we moved to Sedona in 1993, So shortly after we moved to Sedona, Ed moved to Wickenburg, and then he started making the Noble Gas version of the Sound Probe, which we became the sole distributor of. So we sold that for about 3 years, and I called it the Photon Sound Beam, and Ed decided at that time to have a satellite repairman in Utah make his machines. And at that time, we had quality control problems with that, you know, when you take the creator out of the creation, it's, there's a big difference.
Yeah.
So at the same time, we had two local geniuses repair the units and create and update a version within a month. And those are the two people that we work with now, our two engineers.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1997, we began creating our own plasma electrical line, and we evolved the single-frequency monopolar unit into our four units that we completely evolved into, and also we evolved the sound probe into two quartz crystal oscillators with phi ratio and the golden mean. So we currently have created four units, the Photon Sound Beam Essential, the Photon Sound Beam 12, which you experienced yesterday, and the Photon Sound Beam Infinity, and the Photon Sound Beam Life Pulse Pro, which is the professional unit. So what I do is the clinical aspect. I do diet and lifestyle management, Ayurveda, homeopathy, flower essences, herbs, you know, whatever is needed, whatever comes up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very eclectic. So what this technology has done for me, most importantly, it's cured me of my lifelong issue with asthma and allergies, for which I'm, you know, eternally grateful. So
yeah, there's a lot of people that have those particular problems. So if nothing else, you know, I mean, that even if it didn't do anything else at all, that would be extremely valuable to all those poor people that have been suffering, especially around here. We have such bad allergies that hit in the spring and
the
fall.
Yeah, we do. And people come here thinking that they're going to be, you know, taken care of their allergies.
Yeah.
And, of course, our technologies are wraparound. They absolutely take care of everything. They reestablish normal cellular frequency. They move all the fluids in the body. They neutralize the pathogens. The technology, as you well know, is very nourishing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I guess I'll turn it over to Keith. And he can tell you all the technical aspects of our technologies. And I'll just stay on and I'll interject anything if I need to. And
okay,
thank
sounds
you, Valerie.
Good.
For this opportunity. We really appreciate it.
Well, I love having you on because this is stuff that it's all medicine of the future, and people need to start to get more accustomed to this. They need to understand, you know, not only what it can do, but to get more familiar with the vocabulary and, you know, start to find what's going to work for them. And in many cases, this stuff works where nothing else does. So that's why I'm interested.
What we've found, we've sold, you know, about 1,000 units. And, you know, we've found that everyone experiences, you know, some a shift in their health, you know, whatever their health issue is, mm-hmm. you know, because it is vibrational. And, of course, everything in creation is vibrational.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thrilled when this gentleman walked, you know, introduced me actually to copy of The Cancer Cure That Worked, 50 Years of Suppression, before it became a book.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me the, you know, the loose leaf of it before it became a book. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really got excited about health, because I know that this is nothing but vibrating consciousness. Mm-hmm. Creation is nothing but vibrating consciousness. So I thought, this is it. And I've got a chill up my back right now when I tell you about this. And this happened a long time ago.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Okay, Valerie. So, Keith?
Well, first of all, Valerie, are there any... what I thought I would do is simply just talk about what is the technology itself, the photon sound beam. And by the way, our website is photonsoundbeam.net, photonsoundbeam.net. I think that all of us are dealing with pretty similar issues in our lives because of the cultural status quo right now. And I was just thinking the other night about how we could describe our the most important system we have operating in our bodies is the immune system. And so I started thinking, what kind of we really need to have an immune system nowadays that's extremely conscious rather than reactive. In fact, I think that we could categorize the immune function in terms of emergency response or mm-hmm. regulated response. And among regulated responses, we could say that there is a static or conditioned immune system or a fully engaged immune system that's interactive with changing conditions. And this is where the body's, this is where the photon sound beam has the opportunity most of all, because the main value of the photon sound beam technology with the electrical plasma tubes is that it, even without frequencies, it automatically disassociates bound cells and bound protein and toxins, while at the same time mechanically encouraging the flow of the natural elimination channels in the body. Ayurveda recognizes 5 elimination portals, and all of these are encouraged. So as far as a negative detox response to the Rife effects, as maybe your listeners don't know, Royal Raymond Rife was a gentleman who created a frequency technology in the 30s that was celebrated in the San Diego newspaper as the end of all disease.
Celebrate the end of all disease.
Right.
And then, of course, they pulled it out.
Yeah, and then after that,
yeah,
there was...
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and we know not as much about that history as we may think, and I think that, in general, the Internet is rife with rife technology, maybe disproportionate to its value. In fact, in many ways, we consider rife broadcast technology, the newer versions called rife bear technologies, to be quite passé, and we've really, what we've done with the photon sound beam is to combine the usage of rife frequencies with lymphatic drainage technology. This technology emerged from the Lymph Tech, and it has been refined and refined since 1996 with adding the biphasic output so that each glass plasma tube with a handle goes on the body is independent of the other rather than being monopolar, and a lot of frequency refinements focusing especially on what are called the Rife universal frequencies that are in the mid-audio range where our body responds to more effectively. The other aspect of this is not just universal frequencies, and we do offer a full, in our Infinity model, a clinical model, we offer 60 programs of frequencies, and 30 of them are already fulfilled. What I wanted to focus on was the idea that Lakotsky was really the key figure in this historical past, before Rife, and he was the true scientist, and found out that with his overall experimentation with radio waves and cancer in plants and even animals, that it didn't matter which radio frequency he used, but that the one that had the most harmonic content, that was rich in harmonics, always fared the best in treating cancer. So that's why these universal frrequencies that Rife found at everything between 600 and 900 hertz are so much always a part of any frequency program that any practitioner will use. We've gathered knowledge in talking to practitioners over the last 25 years and have put a lot of that input into the technology in terms of refining it and evolving it. So maybe you need to redirect this now.
Okay, one thing that if we could just take a minute and just explain a little bit more. You've mentioned some terms that some of the listeners may not be familiar with, such as Ayurveda and Rife, and you've mentioned a little bit of that, but to us it's like normal because we've known about this stuff forever. But for a lot of people, this is going to be new. So if you would kind of describe, what the whole premise is, you know, behind Rife and what he was using in order to create the effect in the body, such as, you know, the Rife microscope and things
yeah.
like that.
Yeah, of course, but Rife was a genius microscopist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that Lee DeForest is the one that really he had hired to make his beam tube, it was called, a giant glass tube of several inches in diameter and a few feet long. And people would stand at 4 feet away. And in fact, what they did in Southern California prior to that newspaper advertised headline that we mentioned earlier was that they gathered together the most serious cases of cancer and tuberculosis. I think it was in 1933, and they did a
14 of them.
Yeah, they did.
They were going to die. That's
yeah,
what they said.
Yeah, and they had all the chief medical people around. All the head of the AMA was there. And they found that out of all those cases, within, was it 1 or 2 months, all of them were completely cured. And the two that hadn't within 90 days were, so basically it was 100% success. I tell people today that the use of a radio wave at high wattage, this is basically an extremely strong shortwave radio broadcast through a glass tube that uses frequencies that Rife found through his microscopic observation, devitalized and destroyed cancer cells and other types of viruses. And so he not only created the machine to do that, along with Lee DeForest, but also was able to verify it with an extremely high-powered microscope capable of seeing things at much more power than even we're capable of doing today, except for electron microscopy. But that's using, that's like finding a dead animal on the road and trying to figure out what happened to it. I mean, it's you're using dead cells to analyze this.
Yeah.
And So both Lukoski and Rife had major contributions to 20th century electromedicine. And, of course, Robert Beck and Ed Stealing continued to advance that in the last century. And we just picked up the ball with providing concepts that are more subtle for people who are already healthy so that we can employ the concepts of scalar energy and subtle energy in a very holistic way to provide the body with everything all at once, like a smorgasbord, so that it can choose with its intelligence what it needs to reestablish cellular resonance or ideal cellular battery. These people who developed these technologies were working back in the early part of the 20th century, and their success, I think, is largely related to the level of toxicity that existed in that time. At that time, we now have a world with extremely accelerating electromagnetic pollution and toxicity. And be honest with you, anything that broadcasts through the air has got less effect than direct contact, like with a photon sound beam right on the body, because the airborne pollution is so strong.
Yeah, and that's something, too, that a lot of people don't really look at. I mean, our medicines don't work the same as they used to because of the level of toxins that we have within us now, thanks to the FDA and, you know, organizations that were supposed to be watching out for us and haven't. And one of the things that I know as a physician is that it is much harder to heal somebody with the normal pharmaceuticals such as, you know, antibiotics and things like that. Very much harder to heal somebody now than it was even 20 years ago. And, you know, you have people progressing to much more serious states of illness much more quickly in spite of all the best pharmaceuticals that we can throw at them. And, you know, my own observation on this is that it has to do with the level of toxicity within our own bodies and the electrical pollution of the airwaves.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we've got so much going on with microwaves and everything else out there that, you know, it's screwed up, you know.
All the technologies, yeah.
Yeah. We're totally in electrosmog, and so I think a lot of times when radionics doesn't work, that's why. Because, you know, you're still depending on, you know, some kind of a broadcast. If you don't couple enough consciousness with it to break through all that kind of stuff, then it's not going to work. And, you know, I think if people just use a radionics board and they think that they're getting somewhere, if they don't, you know, direct it by consciousness and concentrated focus of that consciousness, then, you know, it's just not going to be effective.
Well, the other aspect, of course, is looking at electromedicine from a holistic perspective, and that's what our main focus was in the 90s, was to evolve the prototype photon sound beam to a level that is more in alignment with nourishing models of health, nourishment models of health. where we move away from just having a killing machine for devitalizing the parasites and pathogens to something that, like we mentioned earlier, can move the lymph system, can actually extend the lymph system out and remove all the precancerous sicknesses and that are from a stagnant immune system. The lymphatic system is connected to every organ in the body, and it's absolutely essential in purifying the body and strengthening the immune system. It's the home of the immune system. So this is where this plasma electricity, and that's what the magic we were talking about, subtle energy inside this vacuum glass tube, is that there is an environment that exists in intergalactic space. When you look at a nebula through a telescope, it's consisting of the same materials of inert gases, vacuum, and electricity. And that primordial matter is a great media for not just the cleansing electricity and the frequencies, the right frequencies, but also the zero-point energy, the scalar energy, the subtle energy that ties into one's intention and consciousness.
You know, I just flashed onto a childhood memory as you're talking about the electricity. And I remember going to the fun house, and you go in there, and half of what was in there was some kind of electrical machine. And you remember you used to go and grab onto the handles and see how long you could hang on.
Badly grabbed generators.
Yeah.
I just flashed onto that. I went, oh, my God, that is so funny.
That's an electrical field, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Actually, I think there was a small city up in Wyoming or something where they had electrical fences, you know, around their livestock. Mm-hmm. And when they would feel, you know, an illness coming on, a cold or flu or whatever, they would go and grab a hold of the electrical fence. And it would help them get over their issue.
And that's a current that is not even close to what matches that of the human body.
No.
Yeah.
But the voltage is very high, so it's uncomfortable. And that's what I wish people would just go to Wikipedia and look up voltage, electricity, voltage, amperage, and resistance. Those three factors, voltage and resistance, are really paired opposites. You have to have enough volume to overcome the resistance. So those are like paired opposites, voltage and resistance. But it's the current or the amperage, the way that the electricity flows, that describes its true nature. If it's very laser-like and compressed, then it can travel along wires, and that's what's called artificial electricity. That's what most of us are familiar with. But biological electricity is an extremely low microcurrent. A photon sound beam uses a 1 over 20 million amps or 20 million microamps, and people commonly refer to microcurrent technology, but usually that's between 300 and 500 microamps. And this gets into the comparison of other technologies out there. We found right away when Ed Skilling mentioned to me in 1990, he said that, you know, the problem with these metal rod plate technologies, they use metal plates and rods that you hold on to, is that there's an impedance problem. The resistance distorts the frequencies. And so all those fancy software behind all those instruments, they're available today by several different makers, because Ed Skilling basically published the specs of the 1980 version of that technology that he and Ed Skilling worked on. But Ed wanted to move into the sound probe, a way of purely delivering frequencies with rich harmonics like Lakoski used, right through the body, because radio waves go through the body, but they lose strength with distance, so you want to put it right on the body. But when Ed added the glass electrodes in the early 90s, and all the senses are engaged, light, sound, even smelling the natural ionized atmosphere, ozone is even smelled, that really was a much more dynamic process occurring for the body and really was aligned with more holistic benefits.
We used to have a lot of electromedicine going on, you know, in the 1800s. And, I mean, everybody laughs, you know, when they look at the movie about Kellogg, you know, and about how people would sit around with their feet in the electrified water.
Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm old enough that I remember some of this stuff, not from the 1800s, of course. That would be another lifetime.
I do remember that.
But you know, some of these things were still around, and we call them medical curiosities. And I mean, I have a Lakoski wave generator, and I can tell you it works, and it's an amazing piece of technology. But you know, it's a little scary because you turn it on, it goes bzz, snap, you know, and people are like, ah! but it really it makes you feel so much better because it's beaming all those frequencies. And, you know, when I first got out of med school, I was working with a doc that came from a family of doctors. His dad and his aunt were both naturopathic physicians and chiropractors, and he was both. And he was still in the original place in Phoenix, and they had all these very old pieces of equipment. And one of them that we used all the time was diathermy. And, you know, he would demonstrate to people mm-hmm. by taking a 4-foot-long fluorescent tube and just waving it near the machine, and the tube would light up. And it's like, okay, it's radio frequencies. You know, it's going to go in. It's going to go through your clothes and through everything. It's going to heat up the tissues, kind of like a microwave almost. But it's going to go in there, and it's going to create some changes, get the lymph moving, you know, get the temperature up high enough in that area to burn off, you know, a lot of toxins and pathogens and things. And, I mean, we used it all the time, especially if somebody came in, you know, with pneumonia or something. We just lay them down and stick this big old electric coil right over their chest and, you know, and start beaming the radio frequencies through them. And pretty soon they felt better.
And when was that, Valerie?
Oh, gosh, that was back in 2000. So not that long ago. But I remember running into a diathermy unit. Gosh, that was had to be in like 1980 something. I had an Ayurvedic doctor who had one, and so he was using it on my dad, and I didn't know what it was, you know, because I was still allopathic at that point. But it was really interesting, you know, to see how these old so-called useless machines are now coming back in different ways. And, of course, we know much more about the frequencies and what works now. It seems like, you know, every day there's a new machine out there. There's, you know, a new set of frequencies. Everybody's into frequencies now. But, I mean, I can tell you it works. I've used it myself. I've seen the effects on other people. And I just find it fascinating. And, like, I remember, you know, reading Bob Beck's stuff a long time ago and, you know, just being fascinated by how this stuff could affect the body in the ways that it does. And how could we go for so many years and not know these things? You know, when it was there before.
I think it was intentional. You know, our attention was diverted in other areas.
But also, we're very much mechanical and third-dimensional, and we don't seem to understand what energy really is. That's what makes technology like an electromedicine so powerful, because it delivers something which I call the language of energy or frequencies of the body, and how it does that describes the nature of the value of the technology. It's real simple. You either have broadcast technology or direct contact technology, and in the direct contact to skin technology, we know that the type of delivery is everything. If it's a metal plate technology, it describes the technology as being a faster current technology. If it's plasma tubes, then there's the body pulls out of the tubes the concentrated biological electricity it needs as it needs it. The body is mostly electrical and secondarily chemical. People don't realize that. Everything is electrically communicating in the body on a cellular level and on the whole body level. The electricity that's in a cell is just like a battery. The outside of the cell, the membrane, is negatively charged, and the inside is positively charged. And when you look at dark field microscopy, or what's called live cell analysis of the blood, sometimes the red blood cells are in chains or in clumps, and with one session on the photon sound beam, it's shown to clear up about 80% of those parameters, and the cells are back to normal again, because it's reestablishing this flow of negative charge, which is what electricity is. And that electrical flow is matching the body's natural circuitry or current, and so every cell is accessed and can be nourished back to its electrically negative charge to its membrane, so the cells are no longer sort of bipolar and sticking together and clumping. The removal of barrier and blockage issues, the removal of congestion and stagnation is the basis of all approach to solving disease conditions.
Which is what disease really is on the ultimate level is, you know, stagnation and congestion. You have to open up the channels.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I mean, as a naturopath, that's the first thing you learn is that you have to detox, you have to cleanse, you know, remove the blockages. And that's really all a naturopath does, is we go in, we figure out where the blockages are, remove the blockages, and then the body miraculously heals itself of anything.
And it's
like whenever we call ourselves healers, I mean, we're taking credit for something we didn't do. Really, it's the body that does it. The bodies are just amazing little pieces of organic machines. Yeah, they're just, God does good work, you know? I mean, it's just incredible. And, you know, as I look back over, you know, my long career in medicine, I can tell you that, you know, I was very dissatisfied with allopathic medicine, because all they do is toxify the body. And then they think it's going to, you know, miraculously get healed by, you know, poisoning it.
Actually poison the organs of purification.
Yeah. And then, you know, their own research has shown that the basis of all disease is inflammation. And so anytime you're going to use something that's going to decrease the inflammation, and, you know, the microcurrent status of your cell is extremely important in, you know, like I've told people for a long time, you know, you need to be like in the negative range, like -25 to -50 microvolts on your in your cells' electricity in order to be healthy. And if you go up in the positive end and you go to 10, you've got chronic disease, and you go up above 10, you've got cancer. And so anything that's going to replenish the natural electrical charge of the body, which we normally get from food, but, you know, now we got all these toxins and poisons in the food that don't allow us to then, you know, have proper functioning. You got to replace that electrical charge somehow. But instead, we're letting it drain out because we're in this electrosmog. And, you know, we're constantly creating an acidic solution within our bodies, and most oftentimes by putting things in our mouth that, you know, shouldn't be there. And, with no thought to whether the food is alive or not. For instance, you know, a handful of almonds is full of electrical energy, and it's one of the best foods that you can eat to replenish electrical energy in your body. But, you know, they've even screwed up almonds. You know, now they're roasted and dipped in chocolate with aspartame. Oh. And you know, it's like,
well, that always gets back to sourcing with food. We always say, like, especially with meats. And now, when we talk to our clients and provide them some consultation, we ask them, you know, where they eat, you know, how is their diet, where are they getting their food sourcing. It's all about wholeness, so that we can have another word that's not well defined in Webster's Dictionary called coherence. High states of organization equal high states of health. You know, there has to be a coherent energy flowing in the body. And when the body is dynamically flowing with a balanced, vibrant, coherent energy, there's no place for disease. But we can't really understand the incredibly complex multitasking of the human body and all the functions that it does. It's its own intelligence. We found that the best thing we could do is just to give it food, and give it wholeness, give it all the frequency harmonics that it needs, and then everything works out okay. You know, devitalizing pathogens has been under a lot of research and discussion. And we don't really even know exactly how that happens, even though we have seen cells lysing and destroying, and when exposed to these certain frequencies, as Rife and others have demonstrated. But what's really happening? Maybe the cells are being told by our natural intelligence to go away, and they self-destruct. Or is it the frequency per disease, or is it the level of resistance and voltage that happens to occur differently for different frequencies? It's more complex than we realize, and that's why we tell people it's not all about frequency, but if you want frequencies to stick, if the body is open and flowing and all the channels are working, then the body will accept frequencies rather than go into a state of homeostatic resistance, you know, response or conditioning that it has to adopt to be able to even function in this crazy world.
Well, and one of the things, too, is you touched on something there talking about organization. You know, the normal cell is very well organized, and the way that the cells coalesce into organs and the organs work with the rest of the body and with each other, I mean, that's very, very organized. Cancer is a disorganization tool. Yeah. And what happens, I used to work for a guy who was doing pediatrics cancer research at UCSF. And it was fascinating to see what he found. He discovered that the cancer cell, when it multiplies, it doesn't go into two. Our normal cells go one into two, into four, into 16, you know, but a cancer cell will break apart and it doesn't divide normally. It might divide into 7 or 8 or 15 pieces off of that one cell, and none of them will have a full complement of chromosomes. Normally, those things would be told to explode because there's a thing in there that's apoptosis is what it's called, where the cell is just told, okay, it's time to die. And so, you know, die, cell, die. And the body just does that all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, we have millions of cancer cells floating around in our bodies all the time, but they die.
Yeah.
So when something comes into the body, whether it be toxins or radiation or poisons or whatever the heck it is that comes into the body, including toxic emotions, what happens then is the proto-oncogenes or the cancer promoters get turned on and the apoptosis genes get turned off. And so then you have, you know, this 1 into 7 or 8 or 15 type of scenario where there's, you know, maybe two chromosomes that are broken that are in one and five that are broken in another one. And, you know, it just becomes this crazy mass of disorganization. And we have found in medical science that for that to happen, there's certain things that have to happen in order to allow cancers to grow or to allow chronic disease to function. One of the things is you have to have an inflammatory condition, which is brought on by acidosis. And, you know, we exist in a very narrow range of pH, 7.35 to 7.45. If you go outside of that range, you cannot sustain it for very long without having some kind of chronic illness or death. And the farther out it goes, the more problems you're going to have. Now, we're talking about, you know, the blood chemistry at this point. There's different pHs, you know, for the cells and for different fluids of the body. But they've also found, you know, that the microcurrent has to be in that, you know, minus 25 millivolt to minus 50. And at minus 50, you've got the throbbing, you know, like you hit your thumb with a hammer and pretty soon it goes up to minus 50 millivolts in that thumb and it throbs and it hurts and it turns red. Okay, so then you've got an inflammatory status. That can cut off blood supply, which allows acidosis to form. And that's just a small example of how inflammatory processes start in the body. So when you take something like you're talking about, whether it's a sound beam or, you know, association with noble gases or whether it's electrical or anything like that, whatever you're using, if it reduces the inflammatory process, then you're ahead of the game right there. And if it also corrects the millivolts of your cells, then it's like, you know, bada bing, bada boom, as they say, you know, abracadabra, poof, you are miraculously healed.
Yeah, I was like, we would always say that cancer is nature's genetic survival mechanism, because if the consciousness is stagnant in a particular parameter of life, then it's manifest on the physical level of stagnation. And after a while, because the nature of life is to express its full potential, it's amazing how vibrant that is, that the body goes into rapid mitosis to increase the genetic probability. Because nothing's happening. And so the fullness of one's immune function and any aspect of health is directly, of course, as we know, tied to how much movement is occurring in our own consciousness.
Yeah, nicely put. Yeah, very much so. And that brings me to a question I wanted to ask you. What do you see happening if somebody's using your equipment? And they are, of course, you know, working to heal something that's going on within them. What's the difference that you see if, for instance, they sit and meditate on healing that particular issue while they're using the equipment? Is there a difference?
Well, go ahead, Linda.
Well, people usually, as you have experienced, Valerie, you know, they settle down when they go on the machine. They quiet down, they, you know, close their eyes, they get more stable. You know, when the treatment is completed, they feel much more clear. They feel stronger.
Definitely. That's what I notice.
Yeah, it's like having the first sunbath of the year. It's for someone who's healthy anyway. And the machine really is valuable for anybody at any level of wellness. That's absolutely very important. And
we have a listener from Sedona on. DJ, welcome to the show. Hello, DJ? Uh-oh. I'm not hearing anything.
Did we lose DJ?
I hope not. Oh, there you are. Hey, DJ.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, we are just having more fun talking about all this photon sound beam stuff. And what would you like to talk about?
No, I just didn't. I just wanted to just support you and your radio show and just listen.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you for calling.
If you haven't run into Keith and Linda yet, I'll give you their number.
I have not.
Yeah, you gotta try out some of this stuff. It's pretty interesting, and you know, I find that when you couple this kind of technology with consciousness, with really moving everything in alignment, magical stuff happens, and it's just the most amazing thing. And you can go from feeling like you're going to stroke out one minute to being perfectly fine and doing everything without any problem the next. And I know you understand that, DJ. It's amazing stuff. How this works.
Really,
I just love it.
Sometimes when you talk, you don't learn. So I'm just being quiet because I'm learning.
Okay.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for calling in. Thanks for the support.
Thank you.
Yeah, Valerie, when you were talking about inflammation, something came up for me, and that's what I realized with my own experience of spraining my ankle so many times, that it's amazing how the swelling actually provides a natural cast for the body to help protect it. But unfortunately, inflammation is a block. When the fight or flight response, the low-grade immune system response to a challenge is just there temporarily like a Band-Aid. And So what a photon sound beam would do in removing the blockages and the stagnation, then the intelligence of the body can move to a higher octave. That's the thing with this whole thing. And I think that the experience that I have and so many other people have had is that when there is a sense of expanded aura, there is a sense of groundedness, a sense of being fully engaged in the body. And like you mentioned, clearing up of all the surface-level chaos, things just seem to work better that day I have a treatment. And so there's obviously a blockage removal on the level of psychology and consciousness at the same time.
We have the machine on right now, Valerie, in the other room.
Cool.
Yeah. We thought we'd let it join us. The energy join us.
It's really the conditionings that can be our friend or our enemy.
Yeah.
And when there's so much toxic atmosphere, then conditioning becomes a problem because it doesn't keep up with evolution. And I find that basically with this incredible energy acceleration at this turning of the ages, that it's best just to keep things moving because a moving target is less likely to be hit.
That was my premise when I was out on the road for 2 years.
Yeah.
Because
good job.
They came after me with a black helicopter at my office, but as long as I kept moving, they had a hard time catching up with me. But it was self-preservation. But one thing I have found with working with all this quantum physics stuff is that when you combine light and certain colors and sound and sacred geometry, you're hitting yourself with frequencies from each band because, the frequency of radio frequencies are not the same as light frequencies, are not the same as the hertz of sound frequencies. There's conversions that have to go between the nanometers of light and the hertz of audio and also the many volts of the electricity. But one of the things that I found is there are certain combinations that can be used strictly for healing the body. They're basically the red frequencies. You're down at the red level, it affects the physical body. But if you go up into ultraviolet and you go into, say, an alpha brainwave pattern with ultraviolet light with certain tones, then you open up another section of your mind and connect better to your soul. And, I mean, and everything in between. And, for instance, like I was telling you yesterday, when I used the Fred Bell equipment, I found that by pointing a laser, which is coherent light, concentrated light, at a certain point on one of those Andromedan projectors, that we could actually open up a portal or a communication link to another dimension or another galaxy, even another universe. I mean, it was just, we didn't really know how to explain it. And then one day I was sitting there and I said, okay, I need to understand this better. And what I saw was a picture of a bunch of beings sitting around these devices in another universe someplace or another dimension. And I saw in my mind's eye people sitting around a radio, like a CB radio or something, you know, communicating back and forth. I about fell out of the chair laughing. And when I got that picture, it was like, yeah, all those beings threw up their hands and went, finally, she gets it.
Oh!
Which made me laugh even harder, you know. And so then I started combining more of the light and the sound. And, you know, I love the laser light because you can feel the difference on that very succinctly. And even people who are completely dense, they can feel that. So it's quite amazing what you can do just with the color, light, and sound and all these frequencies together.
Yeah.
And what I see is with the stuff that you guys are creating is that you're putting it all together in one package in such a subtle manner that even the most resistant people could accept it because it's not ooey-wooey, you know?
Well, I tell people there's no magic bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Especially nowadays, but I call the photon sound beam or technology similar to be a very powerful energy supplement with amazing allopathic benefits, you know, reversing mm-hmm. very serious conditions of health. And when you're talking about light and sound, the whole electromagnetic spectrum is simply a measurement of vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And it's electromagnetic because there's electrical frequency. It has both electrical and magnetic components. But mm-hmm. Low frequencies are in the brain waves and sound, and higher frequencies are in the radio waves and light. But only two small little narrow bands at the very top of the spectrum and at the bottom of the spectrum are respectively light and sound.
Mm-hmm.
And light is really, it has its basis in affecting biochemistry, whereas sound has its basis in affecting structure. Our mm-hmm. body works at very low frequencies, from like 0 to 30 hertz. And so mm-hmm. when we're exposed to all this gigahertz cell phone activity, it's literally shaking the molecules of our cell. And mm-hmm. Why there is probably a lot of high cases of inflammation and congestion in the body. It's just the body has to just shut down and protect itself.
Well, and that makes perfectly good sense to me, too, because I can tell you that I'm very sensitive to the changes. Like, I used to go out camping by myself all the time, and I would drive as far as I could with my four-wheel drive, and then I would grab my tent and all my camping stuff, like in a big sack, and I would throw it over my shoulder, and I would walk as far as I could that I thought was reasonable, maybe a mile or two away from the truck, and then I'd set up camp. And the reason I did that out in the wilderness, in the middle of the desert and everything else, was because I wanted to get away from the pollution.
And
there's
what
such
it was
a,
like, yeah.
Yeah.
And
excuse me.
To be in a completely coherent space.
Mm-hmm. And it is magic. And when you do that, then all of a sudden, you know, you're more in connection with nature. And I've had several instances where Mother Nature or something was speaking to me where I heard it. And it was just delightful because it's not against us. At all.
Oh,
you know, it's trying to help us.
My heavens, we are Mother Nature.
Our bodies are the earth.
We're a creation of Mother Nature.
Yeah. And it's just important to be able to get back into that. And I think part of what people feel on these machines is that connection. Because I know what that feels like, because I've gone to great lengths to be out there immersed in nature. I've been in jungles. I've been, you know, at the top of mountains. I've been out in the middle of the desert where nobody in their right mind would go. Yeah. And, of course, I never claimed I was in my right mind. It's usually my left mind, but, you know, unless I'm drawing. But basically, what I found was as I've experimented with the photon stuff, is that's what it feels like to me, and that's why I feel at ease. And one of the things that I ask people is, okay, do you feel any different? And a lot of times they'll say, no, I don't really feel any different. And I go, okay, go inside. Tell me if you are feeling more at ease within yourself. And then they think about it, and they kind of go inside, and they contemplate it, and they go, yeah, I actually am. And it's like, okay, that's what I'm looking for, because that tells me that your cellular voltage has stabilized.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's making it.
That's what Keith and I, that's how we met. We actually, our relationship started with camping. And we still, on our property, you know, like I mentioned to you, in the summertime, we, you know, the creek runs, you know, down on our property. And we'd pitch two tents down there. And we'd get away from one another.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, it's magical to be out in nature.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You know, there is just absolutely nothing like it.
And that's why I think that we're this phase transition that we're in. This phase transition is about moving back to the engagement with natural law rather than human law, which overlies that and congests it.
And God's law rather than man's law.
Yeah, I mean, things are very organized in nature. I think that that's what our bodies become induced by nature. There's an inductive rather than an inductive response to being in nature. So it's like having two tuning forks side by side. One's vibrating, the other one starts vibrating. We become the laws of nature. Our body is a hologram of nature, of the earth itself.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. You know, I'm going to have you guys on again, because we're like 6 minutes from the end of the hour here. So so please do get your website out again, and you know, so people can contact you and find out more about all this.
Well, it's photonsoundbeam.net, P-H-O-T-O-N, soundbeam.net.
Our picture of the photon sound beam in the upper right corner goes through the real data on the photon sound beam. To navigate the site, just click the picture in the right corner and also read the four articles there. That will help a lot. On the homepage, we've categorized the various levels, types of instruments out there, from subtle to gross. That helps to understand things, too.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Yeah, and then that way people can look into this a little bit more and see what it might do for themselves. And I have to say, too, that your equipment is very reasonably priced. You know, I know quite a few people that have different things. Everybody wants to jump on this bandwagon. So there's, you know, quite a few people that have different machines out there. And, you know, most of us just shrug and go, I don't know if it works. You know, we're not engineers. We don't know how to test this stuff. But I can tell you that from what I've seen with what you're talking about, it does do some really interesting things. And as I mentioned, I don't have a way to really test this. You know, you have to have special equipment that's invasive to test the cellular energy. But basically, you stick a needle into the cells and measure it, and I don't have that equipment. But someday, and, you know, I think that would be a big help, is to, you know, have that kind of information available if you can find it. You know, usually it's major universities that do that kind of testing. But I think that that's something that we need to look at as both practitioners and providers of equipment. We need to start looking at those kinds of things that are going to prove to the world that, yeah, this stuff really works, and here's how it works. So I'm looking forward to more of that. And I thank you very much for being on the show and providing this information. And like I said, it's very important for people to start to dialogue about this, start to get used to the terms and try it out for themselves, you know, see what works.
Well, Valerie, I'd like to promote you.
I think you
are one of the most broad-spectrum people I have ever met, you know, with a foot in the allopathic world and the natural medicine world. You know, there are a few offices that, you know, that offer what you do.
Yeah. Well, there's going to be more and more because,
yes,
like I said, everybody
I agree
wants
with
to jump
you because
on
it
bandwagon.
Works.
Yeah, it does. It works. I've had many miracles in my practice that have really nothing to do with me other than the fact that I'm open-minded. And when I find something that works, I'll throw everything at somebody that I know that works. I call it shotgun therapy, mm-hmm. you know, because I found it's the synergy, you know.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And when you do all this and you get all the parts of the body aligned, it works. And so that's what I'm about. So thank you for mentioning that. And we're going to have to say goodnight now. So thank you so much for being on the show.
And thank you so much, Valerie, for having us.
You're welcome. You are so welcome.
And thank your listeners. Bye-bye.
All right. So bye-bye. Okay, we have been listening to Linda and Keith from the Integrated Healing Systems. Photonsoundbeam.net is their website, P-H-O-T-O-N. SOUNDBEAM.net, photonsoundbeam.net. And the show has been brought to you, as usual, by starlights.com and alternativecancer.us. Starlights is spelled with two R's, please remember that. And the alternativecancer.us site has got close to 1,000 pages of information that can help you to deal with cancer, you know, natural means of curing yourself. And really, it does come from within you. That's the most important thing you need to understand. Okay, you can cure anything, including weird genetic diseases. Is it going to be easy? Maybe. Most times not, because humans are lazy. But, you know, if you want it bad enough, you can make it. So, thank you for listening. And as usual, until next week, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.